listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. The mental well-being of farmers will be at the centre of a new study from UniSA. It's inviting primary producers and landholders across the country, including the Limestone Coast, to participate in the study. Research associate Donna Hughes-Barton says farmers are really great at problem solving.
And that's fantastic at a practical level, but they do also tend to tough it out when it comes to feeling stressed, and they are reluctant to ask for help. So that's why we're coming in with this study.
Calls are growing for public amenities to be installed at the Little Blue Lake. The Mount Shank tourist attraction has become a popular swimming spot, with as many as 1,000 people visiting per day at its busiest. But the lake and its surrounds are reportedly being contaminated with human waste owing to a lack of toilets at the site. Grant District Council has pledged to host a workshop in the coming months to examine the issue. It's been a traumatic period for the country's emergency services, having faced issues such as extreme weather, road trauma, and the recent attacks in Sydney. That can have an impact on the mental health of first responders, according to the Black Dog Institute's Professor Sam Harvey.
One of the things that we have learnt over the last 10 years is that treating problems like PTSD amongst emergency service workers and volunteers is a really specialist task. And you need experienced clinicians who've done that before, and that can be very hard to find in regional and remote areas.
He's encouraging first responders to contact the National Emergency Worker Support Service if they're feeling overwhelmed. You can also call Lifeline on 13 11 14. And the South Australian government racked up a $1.1 billion bill last year on external consultants or contractors. That's despite the public service headcount growing by 1,700. Unions say the government relies too heavily on consultants. The Treasurer says it's unavoidable during a skills shortage.